One of the hardest lessons to learn as moms and as homesteaders is the art of giving grace. Grace to others, to our children, and maybe the hardest lesson is to learn to give grace to ourselves. Today we want to talk about how some seasons require us to choose between good, better, and best. Sometimes we can't always achieve the best, and that's not a bad thing. Done is better than perfect. Welcome to the Ancient Paths podcast. We are your hosts, Wendy and Shani, and we are two moms a quarter of a century apart, preserving tradition for a modern generation. Thank you for all of your support and kind words. Don't forget to like, share, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you would like to spend even more time with us, head on over to Patreon and join our membership for the price of a cup of coffee. For $5 a month, you can get all the extras like bloopers, video episodes, ebooks, and so much more.
Hey everyone, welcome back. We're so glad to be back with you all. We hope you all are taking some time to savor the Christmas spirit. Today, we're going to talk about leveling up our homesteading. Good, better, best. But first, we're going to have tea time.
Yep. What are you drinking today, Wendy?
I'm drinking a London Fog.
Me too. What is that?
I don't really know. Hold on. I've got my little notes here. So let's see if I can find it again.
Okay.
It says that this is actually from a Grow Tea Company website. It says, with a name like London Fog, we can only begin to make assumptions about the history of this delicate and delectable tea latte. We're having a tea latte. We imagine a brooding winter cooped up in their flat on another dreary London afternoon, about to sit down to their usual cup of Earl Grey, tired of their typical clear tea, and feeling that all too familiar 3 o'clock fade, they decide to get a little creative and put a little pep in their step. Swinging open their cupboards, they thumb through the sweeteners, pushing boring white sugar and sweeteners aside to land on vanilla. Sweet and light, they think, how they wish the weather would be, and steamed some milk. You were right, it's the vanilla.
Yeah.
As the warm milk hit the black Earl Grey tea, it created a cloudy plume, turning the color of the fog laid in London afternoon, and thus the name was born.
Well, either way, it's delicious.
Yeah, it's really good.
My nanny introduced me to Earl Grey when I was a kid, and I have always loved drinking Earl Grey. And then I went to a new coffee shop that had opened in Navarre a long time ago, and I didn't want coffee. I wanted to try something like a tea. And that was the first time I'd ever had London Fog, and it's so good.
It's really good.
It is.
I really like it.
And this is homemade vanilla extract in here.
Well, there you go.
It's not just vanilla syrup.
That makes it taste better.
So, oh, yeah.
It's love in the vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's love in the vanilla.
What have you been up to this week?
Okay, let's see. I don't even know. What is today? Oh, we did our last delivery of the CSA.
Yay.
Yeah, all finished. Everything's all good. Getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
Tree up. Decorations, not like they used to be when the kids were little, but they're up. And everything is getting to where it's toward the end of the year. We've got a busy, busy, busy December. What about you?
Yeah. Well, we're sitting in my living room today because the tree is in here. I thought we could get in the festive spirit.
I'm feeling festive.
We've got the fake fireplace going and
Polar Express.
It's cozy, and the Polar Express is around the tree. We have our, I think, on the last episode I shared this, but we are getting ready to start, well, yeah, we have our project for CC for the geography fair Friday.
Canada.
Yes, the Canada one.
The kids told me as I was driving up the road. I stopped and fellowshipped with them.
we are down to like the 2 days before, and we're our board is still empty. We have all the ideas. We just have to sit down and do it.
The final draft.
Yeah, so we're doing that, and then we have. It's been a day.
It has been a day. You don't have
to
elaborate.
I had a rough day yesterday.
It was rough. Sometimes, mamas, we just have those rough days, and so now that we're having tea and just fellowshipping and girl time,
it's
it's nice. Yeah.
So we've got a really fun main topic for you guys today. I think that this may become one of our tags.
Yeah,
you know,
Like,
beyond just meeting at the crossroads and it's time to make a step somewhere. But this one, this one can carry on through a lot of areas of life. And so I'm going to let Wendy introduce it, because this is her phrase that she keeps sharing with me. And I think it's a valuable one.
And this is the phrase that I tell a lot of young moms when they come to my house or we talk and they go, oh, I can't do what you do, or you know, I can't homeschool, or I can't do all this, or my students' parents. It's not about looking at someone who's been doing it for 30 years. It's about looking at what you can do now. And so the motto is going to be good, better, best. And that's been my motto for a really long time, because I used to get so overwhelmed. And then, you can't function. You can't sleep. You can't think.
Right. So it's easy to get overwhelmed when you have set such high expectations for yourself.
It is easy to get overwhelmed. Yeah. So I remember there was the photo album craze, the creative memories. We had a creative memories lady that she did retreats in the fall. We would go to her church for 3 days in a row, and we would do pictures. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
She made it so nice. She had candy and she had nice music. And, we just got to fellowship with the girls and just put together pictures, and you look at memories of your family. I loved doing that.
Yeah.
And she would always say, she would come by, and people, some of the women, including me, even sometimes you would sit there and you would just get crazy over which stickers matched which thing, you know, and she would always go, done is better than perfect.
Yeah.
Done is, they just want to see your handwriting. They just want to see your, you know, how you put them together. They just want to see the pictures. They really don't care if the pink matches the pink or not. So, and I've kind of taken it on as a life motto. And I think it holds true for our progress with anything, really. Good, better, best. Just move forward. Just make progress. So today we're going to talk about some ways we can start our homesteading adventures, if we haven't started them yet, meet us where we are. And we're going to talk about some examples of we're going to do a topic, and then we're going to go good, better, best, and how we can improve on them. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the food.
Oh yeah. We love food.
We love food. We think food is fabulous. So what are some good ways we can start if we're starting at ground zero, Shani? We just don't really know where to start, but we want to move from bad.
Right.
what we consider bad. That not necessarily
should
what everyone
else. Should we define
that,
or should we just leave that as a
leave that
term?
You can define whatever you. If you are here, it's because you think some of the things you're doing are bad, and you want to learn how to do better. So, food. How can you start doing things good with food? The first step, then the good.
Let's
better,
talk
and the best.
About stocking a pantry.
A good
and,
idea.
And how, instead of just shopping day to day, or for every 3 days, or every week. I mean, where we live, there are closer grocery stores, but the closest economical grocery store for me to shop at is about 30, 45 minutes away. And that means I can't just be running to the store every day or every other day.
Right.
Now, people who live closer to like a corner market, maybe that's different.
Right.
And if you live in a smaller space, then maybe you can't stock up a whole lot, but we can talk about that in a whole other episode.
And certainly,
and about strategies on how to store food, you know, for longer terms or larger amounts. But how could we just start in a good way, having a pantry that is fully stocked?
Right. So
for a week or 2 weeks,
for a week or 2
whatever.
Weeks, you know, maybe even a month, if you can try with things so expensive, there's no reason not to try to start doing something like that. So what you would do, what I would do is I think I would start with what did my family like to eat? So the good thing I would do first is maybe I would figure out what we like to eat, pick 10, 12 meals that we like to eat consistently, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I would make a list, a grocery item list or a pantry item list of what would be, we would need to make those 3 meals a day.
For,
they can be 7 and you rotate them. They can be,
right.
if everybody likes spaghetti every week, then just do 7. I mean, that's plenty of time to rotate them out. So I would make a list of what they like, and then make a list, an actual pantry list of what you need, you know, and then write it down on a piece of paper. You don't have to be a Word perfect. That's Word perfect. Don't even have Word perfect anymore. It's Microsoft Word. I am so old.
I don't know what Word perfect is.
I just love you, Shani. Okay, so anyhow, it's
that's
a precursor.
Yes,
yeah, it's a precursor to Microsoft Word. So anyway, you don't have to type it up. It doesn't have to look pretty. You don't need clip art on it or whatever. Just or it doesn't even need to be an Excel, piece of paper, pencil, yeah. write down things like salt, cocoa, flour, you know, all the things that would go. You have a dry pantry, and then we have what we call a wet pantry, which will be your refrigerated stuff right. that you keep, like butter, pickles, relish, right. different things like that. And so you would make a list of every single thing, nothing, pepper, thyme, oregano, everything that your family uses for a week. And then try to stock up on those so you know that you have a week's supply.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go grocery shopping the next week or do it for 1 month.
Yeah.
You know, try to just set yourself up for what you already are doing now.
So how could you make that better?
How could I make that better?
Yeah. How could we move from just having a stocked pantry to being able to maybe shop from your pantry?
Yes.
Like longer term?
Like longer term.
And try then to, you go shopping to restock.
You go shopping. Yes. And that is the better. The better is you are actually going shopping just to restock.
Not because you're out of things.
Not because you're out. Right. Just because, you know, you're 50% or whatever, you can go ahead and you would shop from your own pantry.
Right.
And so you know you have enough for a month, you know, that you would need. And then so the better goal, you have any more to best. Add to that?
I mean, or the best goal. I think the transition between that better and best is going to vary for different people mm-hmm. based on their goals.
Right.
But for me, like the best in that scenario would be the majority of the things I'm stocking in my pantry, right. I've either grown or processed myself.
Yeah, that
or
would
both.
Right. That would definitely, that's when you start incorporating canning, maybe.
Yes.
Canning, yeah. you know, freezing.
And it's okay that it's not everything, but no. you start somewhere yes. and you grow that,
right.
those skills and mm-hmm. maybe the variety of things that you
you're living
process
your capacity.
Yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And what you're wanting to do. Yeah. I agree. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So we tackled best there, right?
We did. Okay. The only thing we didn't mention that we said we were going to talk about was the green beans thing. Should we still talk about the green beans thing?
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So, well, we were talking about food and we were talking about the pantry and we were talking about incorporating healthier options, which is what you right. would start doing
and
in
the
addition
things that
to,
your family
and
eats.
The things that your family eats. And so if your family doesn't eat green beans and you're trying to get them to, what is your mindset for your family?
Well,
that?
I would say if you're looking at inexpensive foods to stock up on, green beans is a great option because mm-hmm. you can get those. I mean, at Aldi, you can get them when they're on sale for 49 cents a can.
Mm-hmm.
That may seem like a lot, but in the inflation era that we live in right now, that's a good
that's
price
a pretty
on
good price.
Those.
Yeah.
That used to be the normal price. But if it's not something your family eats, don't buy it. Or
yeah,
maybe stretch your family a little bit. And right. we have this first world luxury of being able to be picky
correct.
About our food. And if green beans was the only thing that your family had, because they're really easy to grow where we live
mm-hmm.
and you could can them yourselves. But your family decides, we don't like those.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they might go hungry if that's their only option.
Right.
So maybe try to expand your
train palate,
a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Train their palates. Get them focused on, okay, now we're going to try this. We're going to have a day where we try new things. And perhaps because they're inexpensive, baked
yes.
potato bar or something. Yeah.
Oh, I love a good baked potato.
Yeah, me too.
That's a really good, we could do a whole episode about like.
Write that down. We're writing
cheap,
that down.
Cheap, easy, like meal ideas.
Budget
that
ideas.
Are Yeah, that are mm-hmm. not. I mean, you could do a baked potato bar as meatless mm-hmm. too.
Right.
Oh, we're totally going to have to do that.
Yeah, we're totally going to
Meatless
have to do
Monday.
That. Meatless
all
Monday.
All the way. We'll have a name for every day.
Right. Yeah. So we're still talking about the pantry. One thing I forgot to mention with the pantry is that when you start stocking it, grocery stores have what's called loss leaders. There's not as many sales as there used to be because of the inflation that's going on right now. But there are sales, and when you can find something on sale, that's when you stock up on it.
Yeah.
You still keep your budget. You have to keep a budget. You have to make your money know where it's going to go. And so if you have, $100 for groceries, set aside five of that for restocking your pantry. That would be under the better category.
Yeah.
Once you had it down, you know what you need to buy. And
I would
what
say
categories.
For best in that even could be being able to budget and acquire things in bulk.
Yes,
because like it's Azure gonna standard. Yeah, mm-hmm. It does take a little bit more. I mean, when I put in an Azure mm-hmm. order, it's always $300 or $400.
Right.
But it's not $300 or $400 a month because I don't shop every mm-hmm. month there.
Right.
But those things last me for several months.
Well, for example, too. If you set aside $5 a month for 6 months, that's $30. That's yeah. a bucket of beans.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, setting aside money for stocking your pantry up is helpful. I think another strategy could mm-hmm. be quit buying the processed things. Mm-hmm. Think about how much money you save by not buying your packaged cookies mm-hmm. every week. And you could put that towards buying the ingredients to make many, many more cookies, mm-hmm.
yeah,
you sure. know? It may not look like it saves money, and yeah, you're going to have to spend more time, but do you value your health or your time and money more? Right. And that, you know, cookies are not a very good example of that. Maybe you don't want to eat cookies. We still eat cookies in our house. Yeah. I just make them from scratch. But, you know, don't buy the crackers. Mm-hmm. You know, find a better snack alternative.
Right.
And it's not going to happen all overnight. You got to take the little steps towards that. But that'll also save you money in the long run, mm-hmm. too. We talked about when you first started, the processed foods were the more expensive things mm-hmm. and the fresh foods were the more budget-friendly things.
Right.
It kind of has flipped, the processed foods are still mm-hmm. expensive.
They are, yeah.
I mean, it's just... I think the answer is sourcing it differently mm-hmm. than what we have become accustomed to in the last 70 years mm-hmm. with grocery stores the way that they are.
Yeah. You can still get, you know, if you're doing a better, you can move from conventional to organic, USDA yeah. organic, which is a better option, but it is pricey.
Mm-hmm. The best would maybe learn how to make the crackers for yourself.
Yeah. Learn how to make the crackers yeah. for yourself. The, you know, whatever, figure it out. It's better, you know, just move toward what you feel like is better for you.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So now we are on.
Want to talk about water?
Water. Water.
This is a cool one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's a good, we're moving from bad to good. What's mm-hmm. a good first step with water?
Well, a filter for sure. Mm-hmm. If you
Why do we need to filter water?
Highly fluoridated mm-hmm. or chlorinated water.
Yeah.
You want to filter that out. Now they do have the, Brita's, you know, those, yeah. is that a disclaimer? I'm not allowed to, I can say them on podcast.
I think we yeah, can say
we just
names.
Can't show it. So, yeah. you know, those types of refrigerator filters, that's a better option.
Yeah.
That's a better option. And then you want the filtered water. You may not necessarily want the fluoride in your water.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you get to choose. I understand that some people think it's really good. Well, there's some of us that don't. So let us have the water that doesn't have it in it. And then you add fluoride to your diet. I mean, that's
you would
kinda,
think that water would just be water, but it's actually not just water.
It's actually not just water. Yeah. I mean, everybody should get a water quality statement from their water, their city water, that tells you the parts per million of the different strands of bacteria or whatever's in there.
I don't want to know.
We get ours every year, at the end of the year, maybe every 6 months, I'm not sure, but they have to give that to you legally.
So a better option, I would say a good option is that Brita filter, the fridge filter. Mm-hmm, so a better option would be...
A reverse osmosis or a carbon, like a Berkey.
Right, like mm-hmm. a Berkey. We love our Berkey. I think... The first week that I had it was actually the week of my baby shower with Hattie. And I was having everybody taste test. They were drinking because we had it at the house. And it was, I had them drink just tap water and then the Berkey water. And there was like no flavor mm-hmm. to Berkey water in a good way.
Yeah.
Like it was just refreshing. Like there was no bite or aftertaste. It was just water.
Just water. Just
and then water. The best option would be maybe to have like a drinking water well.
You have drinking water well, yeah. That they all have heavy metals in them, but you know they're cleaner.
Well, I mean those are mm-hmm. trace minerals, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's good. And then if you're using water for your garden, the rainwater is the best water. We had a drought.
Yes.
This summer and heat
rain
wave.
Barrels are on my list.
Yes, and that. what happened was is that we irrigate. We use drip irrigation.
Yeah.
But the plants, they were alive. They stayed alive, but they didn't grow.
Yeah.
We had our first rain, and they grew.
I bet
there's
they just
something
went nuts.
Different
yeah.
about that. And it wasn't a lightning, so there was no with the nitrogen in the air or anything like that. It just it's just the rainwater is just much better for the plant. So if you can catch your own rainwater, that's brilliant. Do that.
Yeah. Try and filter it if you feel like you need to.
If you feel like you need to, you can filter it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. So let's what was our
moving
next topic?
On. Household, I think.
Household, maybe. Yeah.
Household.
Okay. This is, I think this is where I probably need the most help. I'm really good at making a system.
Mm-hmm.
And I can teach the system.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I feel like they should just understand it. And after we've done it, I shouldn't have to remind.
Right.
But I think we need to get back to, like, revisiting a system. And,
right. I love systems. I had one when my kids were home.
Yeah.
I think it makes kids feel safer. There's a routine.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it makes me feel generally
sane.
And I know what's happening next, and I know what I need to prepare for, and I know when I get behind, and I know what I can do to keep from getting behind. So I would suggest maybe set up one routine a week, like maybe a night routine.
Yeah.
Figure out all the things you want done when you wake up in the morning and do those the night before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Get a day planner, you know, do it, write it down, piece of paper, pencil, don't have to buy anything special. Just write down. Or maybe a morning routine. This is what the things I want to accomplish in the morning, and then start doing those. And they say 21 days is a habit, right? So just start doing those. Put little check boxes, 21 check boxes beside it, and check it every time you
maybe
do
it. Maybe what area you need the most, you need to retake control of.
Yeah.
Whether it's a laundry routine or meal planning or your... chore. We don't call them chores in our house. We call them jobs.
Yeah,
but
responsibilities. Responsibilities.
Yeah. So, you know, the job list, the expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that I do have to remind them because they think they can sneak past me in the mornings because I'm not a morning person. I could stay up all night long and get things done, but I do not like being up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I have given myself permission to not stress about getting up early in the morning.
Right.
We just shift our start time for things a little bit, which is a blessing of homeschooling.
It is.
We, you know, I cannot get out of bed until the time that I'm ready to get out of bed.
Right.
And I can wake up slow so that I can be kind to my family when I'm awake.
Happy mama.
Yes. But when they wake up, so my kids are not supposed to come out of their room until 7 o'clock in the morning. And they do wake up early. They have always woken up early. And they are now of the age where I can say, hey, it's not 7 o'clock yet. You need to go back to your room. And then they're supposed to do what we call the high five. And they have five things that they have to do. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. They have to get dressed, make their bed, brush their teeth, brush their hair. And then they have a morning job, which is not a job that they could get paid for.
Mm-hmm.
It is just... You're part of this
job,
home.
Right.
Right. So like the dishwasher or starting a load of laundry and cleaning the bathroom, I think are the ones we have right now. And so they're supposed to do their high five and they come out in the morning. And if it's an off day where we aren't doing school, I'm like, and they want to go play or do something. I'm like, hey, have you done your high five yet? Oh no. You know, I get the whole like head rolling back, eyes rolling,
right.
You know, end of the world. But that is one that has really helped start our day off.
Takes a load off of you.
Yes. Well, it's like, okay, I don't have to clean up after you in your room.
Right.
Maybe some moms, they do enjoy that. I do not enjoy cleaning up after my children when I have already cleaned up and I have vacuumed and then they just go tear it all up again.
Right.
Like, no, this is your responsibility. Mm-hmm. Just like I have to keep my room cleaned up and the rest of the house. But that system has worked well for us.
Mm-hmm. One thing I used to do with my kids is I actually made cleaning cards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what you do in each room. A kitchen had one. The bathroom had one.
Yes.
I laminated them, put them on a little
Was
key
that
ring.
A fly lady thing?
Probably.
Or was it another cleaning method?
I don't know. I remember reading her. So
no,
maybe
it wasn't. Oh no, I can't think of what it is. I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah. So I really love, I still have it hanging up and, in the kitchen, actually,
That's
the little key ring with all of the what they needed to do and how, because my job is to train them. So that was, I took that seriously. I want them, this is how I want it done. This is how you need to do it. This is what it needs to look like when it's done. And they all had chores that they needed to do.
So a bowl full of lemons does it.
A bowl full of lemons?
Yeah, that's a blog. She has a challenge each year. So if you want to get in on the challenge, she's got a like home organization challenge that starts in like the first week of January. And she has different rooms per job. I heard another podcast talking about this. It's the She Card System.
Sidetracked Home Executives.
Sidetracked Home Executives.
That's how the Fly Lady got started. She wrote their book.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the cleaning cards. Because I have the, this is how bad I am. I bought the index cards the box to put the index cards in. Mm-hmm. And then I got overwhelmed trying to decide how small of tasks I was going to put on cards. Mm-hmm. So like, was I going to put clean the light switches in the living room on a card, or was it just going to be clean all the light switches in the house kind of thing? Right. So I have not made it.
You will get there.
Maybe I'll make that list right now.
In January, not now.
December, we're resting in December, but it's like, that's not the alligator closest to my boat. We just clean the alligator closest to the boat.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think those are good systems. Those any good other? System. So that's,
be-
that's
is our, that better or is that?
I think those are kind of like
moving into better.
Have the thought that you need have a routine. The thought that you is need a routine good.
And you need a system. It's like
better is pick one to start with.
Is like you are the household manager. We're talking to the women right now that are listening. And if dads, if you're a household manager and your wife is working and you're working remotely at home,
the homemaker,
whoever is the managing, whoever is doing that. You need a system. It's no different than a business.
Yeah.
You need a system. So if you have a system set in place, everybody knows where they can jump in. And if you don't have those systems set up, they really don't know what to do. And then, and then you become the person they're asking all the time. And then you get frustrated because they're asking all the time. Train them where they can jump in. And when they see the need,
they'll feel it. You're like heaping coals on me at the moment. That's literally the struggle in the evening when my husband comes home and he will ask me, and I always get mad at him and frustrated that he won't leave me alone. And he's asking me, what can he do to help? But it's because I can't point him to a system, to a list.
Yep.
I need to work on that. Okay. So good is recognizing you need it. Mm-hmm. Better is
implementing
it. And best is maybe
making progress,
operating without having to come up with a new system every week.
Exactly. You have decided on one. You're going to stick with it for a good bit of time and only tweak that one as it comes along. Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to look at it. Synopsis there. So we're moving on to electricity.
Electricity.
What would be good if you're homesteading or on a budget? Because we're homesteading probably. Hanging your clothes up or out.
I was going to say LED bulbs.
LED bulbs.
Switch your light bulbs. I know, I'm not going to get into the whole incandescent versus LED thing.
Sure.
LED bulbs cost 4 cents a year to run. Need to save money, switch to LED bulbs.
If you have rural electric, you need to save all the money you can.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So switching to LED bulbs will keep your house temperature regulated because incandescent bulbs put off heat. So if you want to save money with electricity that way, that would be a good thing. Mm-hmm. You said hanging out your clothes instead of using your clothes dryer. That's seasonal, I feel like.
Yeah. Or you can hang them up. There's a girl on, I think it's how Jen does it. Uh-huh. She dries them for just a minute or two to take the wrinkles out and hangs them up in her house.
Yes.
She lives in Michigan.
Yeah.
So she hangs them up downstairs in her house, basement, and laundry room type
thing. I feel like here, especially this summer, which is when our dryer stopped working before we went out of town in the middle of the summer. And so Kyle decided while we were out of town that he was going to build my clothesline that I had been asking for months. It was a good way of getting things done. Well, then the dryer started working again, which was a blessing. But we were able to put things out on the line and they were dry in an hour because it was so hot.
Amazing.
But this time of year, and if it's damp, or it's just a humid day, it doesn't dry as fast.
Not here, right?
But it's okay.
Another good thing, I don't know if we're in better yet or not, but give every child their color towel.
Yeah.
And they can use it more than once. They're clean when they dry off.
Yeah. So. We wash towels once. maybe I shouldn't say, we don't wash towels every time we use them.
You will get comments.
I am learning. I'm not going to tell you what time I get out of bed in the morning. I'm not going to tell you how often I wash towels.
Yeah.
We only have two towels per person in our house so that when they're dirty, because I don't run towels necessarily with other laundry, like I'll run towels in their own load because I want them washed a little bit differently than clothes. But I also don't sort my clothes by color. Do you sort your clothes by color?
Yeah.
I grew up sorting them by color, but I don't.
My whites are different.
We have two baskets in our laundry room, one for mine and Kyle's clothes and one for the kids' clothes. And we sort everything
by kids by and that. Adults.
Because then when it comes out of the dryer, I can say, hey, this is your basket.
Yeah.
Take it to your room, put it away, put your sister's stuff back in the basket. I'll fold it. And they hate doing it, but it's part of being a part of the house.
Yeah.
So, I have never sorted clothes. Once I moved out of my parents' house, I do not sort clothes.
To each his own.
That's right.
It's okay.
I know some people sort by texture. Like they put their jeans and then they put their delicates and they put their their cotton together. Mine are all just going to get washed together.
The fabric tie. Yeah, that makes sense.
See, that's my good. It may not be best, but that is where I'm willing to finish that.
Other electricity things can be, you know, bake on one day.
Yes.
All your oven is hot. Bake on
one day.
Or
bake in the evenings.
Yeah, bake in the evenings.
Instead of middle of the day. That's hard if you're like in a pinch, but if you're if you can plan ahead a little bit, bake your loaf of sourdough at 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
Instead of middle of the day.
We should have a budget show. We will have a budget show.
I am not the budget person to talk to.
Okay, then we're going to move on. We're going to sideline over to family medicine.
Yes.
Right. Family medicine. Yeah. So learn the good would be learn one homemade remedy, one homemade remedy and try it. Like
what would be one that you would suggest?
Fire cider.
Okay.
Apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
Or a salve of some sort, make a calendula salve or something easy and simple.
Okay.
Try to find out what kind of weeds,
let's
call them weeds. Actually, they're herbs in your yard and locate them. You can use Google Lens and that's for free.
Mm-hmm.
There's Picture This, which I think is a yearly subscription.
It is. Mine just renewed. It was $29.99 per year.
That's not very expensive.
It's not.
That's pretty reasonable.
I think it's really useful because even if I think I know what it is, I can confirm what it is.
So Picture This is an app that you can take a picture of when you're outside or when you want to see what a plant is. Mm-hmm. You take a picture of it, it'll tell you what it is and you can save it to your garden and it can tell you different information and notes about that plant.
Yeah.
So find out what you have in your yard and start that way. Or another good thing would be source it. Source out one remedy. Trade out your drugstore brand for something that you can get locally or a different type, but maybe a little more natural.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think, well, maybe this is going to better.
Okay, we can move to better.
Okay, so make one of them.
Yeah.
Like more than just a very general thing, which maybe this is kind of general. I'm really all about the honey garlic right now.
Yeah, I was about to say like, fermented honey garlic would be the next thing. That's fairly reasonable.
It is. I cannot quit telling people about it because it, like I've already seen how effective it is for myself and my kids. And, I mean, anytime I start to feel a little,
just local honey.
Yeah.
In and of itself.
Well, and when I, so I wrote a blog post about the honey fermented garlic. It's really basic. It doesn't go super in depth, but I did a lot of reading just so I could write it out. And when reading about the different things that honey does and that has been shown through medical studies, and journal articles. Mm-hmm. So if like you need that kind of evidence, it's there.
It's there
with honey and with garlic and individually.
Ferment them both together.
And then you talk about fermentation and what fermentation does. And then all of that together.
Right.
It's like liquid gold.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. So, I mean, figure out, and it's kind of, I can't say the word. Well, I can't say that.
Support your immune system.
It supports through everything. Mm-hmm. Like whether you just need a boost or you actually are not feeling well, it's going to support all the way through.
Right.
And Yeah, there's lots of remedies like that. Mm-hmm. That would be a good one, I think. Like, right, okay, let's and not only learn how to do it and mm-hmm. make it, but then actually use it.
Right.
And implement it with your family. My right. 3-year-old eats those cloves of garlic like they're candy. She loves them.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so the best would be completely transforming your home yeah. herbal.
Yeah.
Right. To make sure that everything that you need to know, there is a really big place for acute medical treatement.
Absolutely. I'm not saying absolutely.
Get rid of that at all.
And we're thankful that we have the access to
yeah,
that.
Yeah. We're saying if you can do it, you can treat it at home. Number one, the waiting rooms are they're for people that are in emergencies a lot of times. Right. If you have a cold, you know, please let the people that are having a heart attack
yes.
go first. I mean, they're trying the best that they can.
Well, and I think beyond the immune support before you get sick, mm-hmm. we think that we should be able to just take something and be better instantly.
Oh, that's not happening.
And that's just not how anything works.
No, your body has to fight it all.
Right. And mm-hmm. and I think that may be a mindset shift that has to happen with herbal medicine is mm-hmm. it's not you pop a pill once and you're going to feel better. Right. It's maybe every 2 hours, every 4 hours, every mm-hmm. 6 hours, you're repeating the same protocol because it takes more than one dose.
Well, you're just supporting your body to right. do what it already is going to do.
Right.
And
it's not just going to take it away.
No, it's not going to take right. it away. It's still a process it has to work through. And that's another mindset that you yeah. have to get is that to everything, there is a season.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen when they're supposed to happen. You're going to get well when, you know, as it due course, as yeah. it goes along and your body heals, everyone's body is different.
I do think there's a lot we can do preemptive mm-hmm. to keep us from getting to that mm-hmm. point. Like sleeping, like mm-hmm. drinking water,
yeah.
like
yeah.
eating good, nutritious mm-hmm. food and supporting yeah. your body ahead of time. But when it does happen, being willing to not just seek the easiest, most expedient answer, maybe.
Right. Think of good, better, best or your life yeah. as a wheel on a bicycle wheel. Or,
yeah.
And each facet of it is a spoke. If that each spoke is equal, it's in balance. Like you said, you're sleeping, you're eating, your finances are good, your stress is low, you're working, you're joyful. That wheel and your finances are fine. That wheel can turn then. It can roll.
Yeah.
But if your spokes, one's shorter than the other, you're really not going to go anywhere. Yeah. It's all about balance. Good, better, best is about balance. It's about finding what's good for you and what your family needs and what you know that in intrinsically you should know that because you're observant, you're yeah. there, you're in the middle of it. It's going to yeah. look different for everyone, but find that balance of what is going to be the best thing for you to do and then work on that.
Yeah.
And if you're best already in one area, then work on an area you think is good.
Yeah.
You know, try to find that movement that you think yeah. you need.
Yeah. Okay. So we've hit family medicine. What about education? What's
education.
Good?
Education. I would say that education is for you. You need to be continually learning. We all need yeah. to be continually learning. It challenges our brain, makes those dendrites and synapses in your brain keep working together there. Mm-hmm. But also, if you have children, teach them something new. Go outside, do a nature walk. Teach them something they wouldn't learn at school. If they're public school,
yeah.
teach them something they wouldn't learn at school. Teach them something that you know that maybe your parents or grandparents taught you. Be intentional with yeah. your children at least once a week. Try to show them something different. Read aloud. I am head teacher people. Read aloud to them every single day.
Yeah.
Seriously. Read to your children. They need you to read to them, and they need to read.
Yeah.
They need to read if they can read.
Yeah.
They need to read every single day. Okay. So that was my that was not in the show notes. But
that's okay.
But read to your children, teach them yeah. something every single week that you can. Try to be intentional. I know you can't do it every day, but just tell them something.
Well,
like, did you know this is
for teaching
look for
moments.
Teaching moments.
And
yes.
they'll come. I mean, if you have that mindset and that that purpose, I mean, if you pray for it, God's mm-hmm. going to provide those opportunities yeah. for you to be intentional mm-hmm. in teaching your kids. And if
you have grandchildren, some of yeah. you are already that listen to this podcast, you're in the grandparent or the great-grandparent, think of ways to reach out to them. Something yeah. you can do if you don't see them, write them a letter.
Yeah.
Send them pictures of themselves when they were younger.
Yeah.
Actual real pictures.
Well, and talk about making connections mm-hmm. to their FaceTime ancient paths. You know, yes. being able to see. Mm-hmm. We are so disconnected from where we come mm-hmm. from. And we think that we are the be all end all.
Right.
And we would not be here if it wasn't for the people that came before us. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I know not every family has a great past. Mm-hmm. And they may have, it may be hard to learn about where you come right. from, but look for the redeemable.
Right.
Because it has to be there somewhere.
It does. So yeah. I would definitely say, teach them something. Yeah. And then if you're a homeschool mom, be intentional about teaching them something,
yeah.
not just your curriculum, teach them something
yeah.
about what they need to know. You are raising adults, not children.
What was that thing I posted? I'm going to look. I try to not be silent here for too long. I posted something the other day that was kind of along those lines about why I educate my kids. Okay. I don't educate my children at home to do school with them. I homeschool so we can do life with them.
Yeah.
So school at home is not what we do.
Right.
We are learning together, and sometimes that looks like sitting down at the table with a worksheet. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it looks like going to a friend's farm for the day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it looks like baking in the kitchen with real math lessons sprinkled in, with real mm-hmm. handwriting sprinkled in, and real reading and reading aloud to them. But it's not, home education should not look like the factory education model.
No.
At all.
No. And if they do go to public school or private school and they're being taught by a traditional method, when they come home, teach them something that doesn't look like
yeah.
what they're learning. It's not a
book.
Well,
learning doesn't stop when you exit
exactly.
a school building.
No, it does not.
In fact, you might even learn more outside of a school building.
Right.
Just with real life.
Yeah, it's really important to make every... I love the teachable moment. That's exactly yeah. right. Think about it as you're going along and say, you know, hey, do you see this, you know, caterpillar? Mm-hmm. Do you see that bird? What kind of bird do you think it is? We have computers in our hands.
Yeah.
Let's look at that bird and see if we can find... There's bird apps, the Merlin yeah. app. You know, it'll play the song of the bird and you
yeah.
can play it back. Oh, this is a, you know, whatever.
Well, and I think I found with my kids... When I don't know something, I don't just run away from their mm-hmm. question or ignore it. It's
right.
like, well, hey, I don't know this, but we can look it up together.
Right.
And I've said it enough now that they know when they ask a question, they're like, hey, can we go look this up?
Mm-hmm.
And it may be looking it up on the phone or the computer. It may be going through a book mm-hmm. and looking in an encyclopedia. Right. That's why, I mean, we talked in our last episode about our love
education
for books.
Is the lighting of a fire, not the filling of a bucket.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's my theme.
I like
that's
that.
That's my theme.
Well, and that's kind of one of the things I've been learning is it's not my job to teach them everything about everything. My job is to teach my children how to learn.
And want to.
And to mm-hmm. love to learn.
Yeah.
Teach them how to learn and to love to learn. And
yeah.
then my job is done.
Right.
Because then they can learn anything they want.
Absolutely.
And we can offer, as Charlotte Mason would say, a generous mm-hmm. curriculum.
Yeah.
We can set a feast before mm-hmm. them. And offer good, beautiful things, mm-hmm. and then let them pick up the things that are interesting to them.
That's right.
And maybe sometimes, like, hey, I see you haven't tried the pomegranate. Maybe try the pomegranate.
Or the green beans.
Or the green beans.
Try the green beans. Let's try
them. You know what's good on green beans?
What?
Honey garlic.
Is it really?
Yes.
Honey garlic. You really are liking that.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We just ate some last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
You
if Hattie has a runny nose, hey.
Honey garlic.
Come eat some honey garlic.
With
and she'll go
cayenne.
Right to the fridge and she'll get it.
Add some cayenne and then it'll clear her up. quickly.
That sounds good.
That is a disclaimer. This is not a medical show. We are not medical doctors. We are not
giving real medical advice. Somebody just texted me about that today, and I gave my spiel, and I was like, disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. This is not real medical advice.
We are in the public eye now, so we are not doctors. We are not doctors.
Come talk to us in person, and we won't have to give the disclaimer.
That's right. We will tell you all of the things. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're moving along here to the garden.
The garden. The one that you forgot about.
The one I believe that. I know I forgot about it. Today was my day to write out the outline, so we kind of get sidetracked if you haven't noticed that yet. But we just are talking. We're just friends, and we're just sitting here talking about all the things you that get we to really eavesdrop love. With us. Yeah. So and I forgot to put down the garden. So I think the good, in my opinion, would be just grow something.
Grow something.
Grow anything. Something. Anything. Yeah. Find out, but grow what you like. Like if you don't like radishes, don't grow radishes. Don't grow radishes. That makes no sense.
I used to grow so many radishes, and nobody in the family likes would
eat
them.
Right.
I mean. I think there is some merit to, like, this is a basically 21-day crop.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe is. Learn how to incorporate it
radish
in different
soup,
things.
Radish or soup, in pesto.
Yeah.
Roasted radishes are good.
They're good, mm-hmm. and they don't have to replace every vegetable. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for fast, inexpensive foods to supply mm-hmm. food for your family, a radish is a great option.
You can hardly kill them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're really good things to grow.
So grow radish, something.
Grow something.
This time of year, at least where we live, we're in, are we still saying mm-hmm. we're in zone 8B?
We're in greens and roots section. I mean, it's called greens and roots because we're,
yes.
they say we're, it's controversial. We're in zone 8B or 9A. I don't know. They
I'm just still saying it. 8B. I was so proud to move up to 8B because there are other things that I could grow, and apparently we're 9A, but maybe that does expand us. I don't know.
We don't know. We're in a microclimate where we live anyway.
I mean, now is the time to grow lettuces with mm-hmm. protection because mm-hmm. they don't like freezing. Mm-hmm. Collards, broccoli, mm-hmm. carrots.
Brassicas.
I've got garlic. I got my garlic started in September. I put in 330 cloves
good
of garlic.
For you.
I'm so excited.
It's for that honey fermented
garlic. It's for all that honey fermented garlic.
She wants to make sure she has a supply.
We are going to be set. I kind of wonder, could you take honey fermented garlic like a multivitamin every day?
We will research that and get
I mean,
that back.
Could
back
you just take it once a day? And then if you needed more, take another dose.
A lot of
dose.
People take a tablespoon of local honey when they have
allergy season.
Because of the pollen, right?
Yep.
Yep.
So there's lots of things we can grow right mm-hmm. now. So what about better? What is, if just grow something is good, what is better?
I would think that better would be trying to grow at least one thing you can eat reliably every week.
Like what?
One crop. Let's just say you were going to make a salad, mm-hmm. grow enough for a salad a week.
What if you don't like salad?
Then you would grow green beans. You're never going to live the green beans down. You would grow green beans
green
in the
bean
summer. Find something
logo.
In your zone that you would like to try to grow.
Yeah.
And then try to replace a grocery purchase with it. If you grow a 5-pound bag of potatoes, try to grow potatoes enough in your zone for maybe a month, 2 months, 3 months out of the year. You're still moving forward. You're still making progress. So, you know, try to pick a crop that you really like that you buy from the grocery store and then try to replace it yourself.
Planting a garden and growing a garden to eat from
mm-hmm.
is not the same as just going to the grocery store and picking up a bag of potatoes, a bag of onions, a bunch of tomatoes. Like, you have to do some prior planning. Mm-hmm. And some strategizing mm-hmm. on what you're going to process versus what you're going to eat fresh.
Right.
So maybe that's moving into the best.
Yeah. And then there's different varieties that freeze better than than can better. Yeah.
Right.
You get it. Yeah. You definitely can get into that.
Yeah.
But the best would be, I would say 50%. At least, for some people, it'd be 100%.
Yeah.
But I would say a best would be, you're at the best when you are processing 50% of what you eat.
Yeah.
To put up your own self.
Yeah.
To eat for the rest. And if you can have a pantry that you can eat out of all year long, you know, you're doing like the Laurel Ingalls Wilder, you know, the little, absolutely good for you. Are on the best.
Yeah.
You are on the best. Yeah. I would think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I would totally think so. I think, what do you think? You think that's the best? Is that our goal here?
I mean, I think realistically, we have talked about, you know, 5 acres. Mm-hmm. You can survive off of 5 acres.
Right.
But what are you wanting? Are you wanting, do you eat a lot of bread products? Can mm-hmm. you grow enough wheat to mm-hmm. produce enough to make all of your family's bread products, right, or do you source that from somewhere else?
Right.
What about sugar? Are you going to grow sugar cane, sugar mm-hmm. beets? I actually got some non-GMO sugar beet seeds.
Did you really?
I'm excited to try it. Even if just to make like syrup, mm-hmm. I was thinking to make syrup and experiment with them. If you don't know, the majority of white sugar in the grocery store is made from sugar beets, not from cane. Actually,
it will like say sugar if it's cane. Cane, it will say cane. It'll say on
cane
it.
Sugar. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with the sugar beet. It is the way in which the plant has been modified.
A beet is red,
right?
Just so you know.
Well, yeah,
the sugar beet's more brown, probably.
It's white, actually. Mm-hmm.
Is it white?
But it. But I mean, they still are bleaching it. It's not fodder so beets. Much the. Yes,
they're fodder.
They
beets.
Were grown mm-hmm. to feed pigs, and now mm-hmm. we eat them and everything.
Yeah, and a lot of the farmers, I don't know here in the United States, but I know in Europe they call them fodder.
Yeah,
beets.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
I don't
what they
think,
feed their animals with.
Yeah, they don't eat them.
They're sugar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we feed our people with them. It's kind of like the bread, the whole mm-hmm. bread thing, too.
Man, right.
We've got some good conversations that
would
coming
be,
up.
Yeah, that would be good.
We've got some good ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, if you can't realistically expect to produce everything.
No.
And it's okay. Like that, we're not looking for perfection here. Mm-mm. Source it from a good source, mm-hmm. you know?
It's a good goal.
If you can't grow it, source it from somewhere other than a big box store.
Mm-hmm. Try to right now with inflation too. Try to support your local
yes.
businesses the best you can. I know that some things are just more expensive because it has to be. Yeah. I mean, we own several small businesses.
We make sacrifices.
And, yeah.
We cut out certain mm-hmm. things because we can't afford them.
Right.
I'm sure I have mentioned before, I love my raw milk, but I mm-hmm. also love a good Dr. Pepper. But I don't buy Dr. Pepper for my home mm-hmm. because I can't pay $1 a can.
Right.
You know, it's a treat if we go out. My mother-in-law happens to buy them and I'll drink them at her house if she buys them.
Right.
But if she doesn't, I just don't drink it.
Pay for you nutrition.
Know? Yeah.
Right. Pay for yeah. nutrition. Yeah. So we own a couple of small businesses and the inputs that we have to pay. I mean, non-GMO chicken feed.
Yeah.
Is $20 a bag.
Yep.
And that's, you know, I mean, that's expensive
yeah.
when you're used to 10, mm-hmm. you know, it really is costly.
Have you ever fermented your chicken feed?
We actually do. We've always done that.
I'm looking at
for the past couple,
that.
Well, I say always pellets? For the past couple of years, we'd use the scratch. We ferment the scratch. So we have okay. a three-way system. Usually, so we have three buckets
yeah.
and we fill them up depending on how many chickens we have
yeah.
that we're trying to feed. With a coffee can,
yeah.
you know, usually 3 per 5 gallon bucket.
Yeah.
We fill it up with water. And so the one on the far right will be to feed them that day.
Yep.
You fill it back and you put it on the far left. So mm-hmm. we know which one's more fermented than the other. And you'll be able to tell it starts to bubbling.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It'll start to, and then if they're sick, you throw some apple cider vinegar in there.
Yeah. Do you remember when I texted you about my chickens having, they had dry fowl pox?
Oh, I remember that. Wet. Oh my goodness. Dry. That was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And you said oregano.
Oregano or oregano and, oil. Yeah.
Yeah. And
just to plant oregano.
And I didn't have enough oregano, but I had oregano oil, like mm-hmm. essential oil. And then I put apple cider vinegar and it was like the bottom of the bottle. So it had the mother mm-hmm. in it. So that almost kept their water. It was almost turning it into apple cider vinegar, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the mother just kind of stayed in there as I refilled it.
Some
and it went away.
Right. Some people yeah. say to give them scobies to eat.
Oh, I gave them one scoby. The other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For my kombucha.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. you know, we're learning. These yeah. are old time recipes.
Yeah.
They're not FDA approved or anything, but you know.
But they work.
They work.
Yeah. And they're budget friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making it stretch.
Yeah, it's making it stretch.
Yeah.
The whole idea of homesteading is to slow down. If you yeah. and if you don't have to worry so much about money and how to pay for things,
then
you can slow down. You're not. I don't yeah. have that in the back of your mind.
Yeah,
you can afford things. Okay. Okay. So basically, we're just going to start. START. That's yeah. our word for the day, right? They start your goals, your mindset, your focus. It will gradually shift and you're going to learn what's best for you and your family and your goals will change. It's inevitable. Just start moving in that direction. Start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can.
Yep. Okay.
Here we go. All right.
So thank you for joining us today. make sure to join us again next week for a very special Christmas traditions episode. We will share some of our family traditions as well as some old world Christmas traditions is what we're calling them. Please make sure to find us on Facebook and Instagram. Like, follow, and share with your friends and neighbors and anyone you think would be interested in following the ancient paths.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
See you next time.